Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
Understand, you know, access to downloadable programs and YouTube fucking, you know, tutorials and shit and, you know, all what have you. You know, I understand it's different than it was back in the day. But this shit ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Take them sloppy ass fucking beats and them half ass fucking rhymes and leave that shit in your fucking head. You know what I'm saying? Go find your fucking calling. Cause this ain't it. 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 This ain't it.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's Ezo Grigio. What's up, fellas?
All right.
What's good?
That's what's good. Before we get started, yo, let's just go in. Does anyone got any snow event they want to talk about?
Negro, I'm in North Carolina.
He in Carolina. What you got, rain, nigga?
Nah, we got like 2 inches.
All right. Nah, nigga, we got some serious fucking snow up this bitch.
Yeah, no doubt.
Everything down.
Shit's like 30 inches and shit. And the federal government damn near shut down all week. Schools shut down all week. Therefore, the Hip Hop Digest was shut down all week.
Because I wasn't driving in that shit, my nigga.
You saw. Maybe you saw.
Fuck you, my nigga. Fuck you.
Man, okay. So anyway, we ain't got no snow story. So I guess we'll go right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is LL Cool J receives a star on the Walk of the Hollywood. Did I read that right? LL Cool J receives a star on a Hollywood Walk of Fame. Damn, I'm already out the gate fucked up.
Damn.
So it's your man.
Snow in your boots.
Yeah, it's your man, the Peeled U-Log, as we like to call him, LL. And to let people in, the reason why we call him that is because the change in LL's look, not because he got older and more weight. That happens to everybody, but the amount of peeled plastic surgery, allegedly.
I don't know, B. I don't know how alleged that is.
Yo.
That shit look like it's real deal, my nigga.
Swerving. Okay, somebody straight up 100. Somebody asked you, did LL Cool J have plastic surgery? Your answer would be,
I'm going to tell you, it looked like it.
That's what I was saying. If it looked like a duck and it quacked like a duck, it might not. It might be Botox.
Damn. Ooh. Damn. Anyway, so he gets a, you know, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and we're proud of LL Cool J. LL come from our era, you know, that's what's good. I know he's strictly television now and shit. I don't think LL Cool J, I think he could, if he wanted to, make some serious shit, but he don't wanna. You know what I mean? Congratulations. You know what I mean?
He out the loop, though. When you out the loop, just stay away from the game. Cause you can only embarrass yourself. I mean, he still could spit, but he ain't got. He ain't in the right mind frame for that shit.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even think he wants to. You know, but we certainly he comes from us. He's a hip hop Hall of Famer, though, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask a question though?
Yeah.
On a side note,
what's that?
You know, they just pulled Cosby star up recently, right?
Damn, they dug that shit up.
I didn't know that.
They pulled Cosby up, B. I wonder if they replaced that with LL.
Then it's one nigga out, another nigga in.
Word is born, yo. I did not know they pulled Cosby shit up.
They got Cosby up without even being prosecuted.
Oh, man.
It's up there with the little fork.
Damn.
Trying that joint off.
Man, that's foul, yo.
They dug that nigga up.
That's foul, yo.
Sorry to throw another Cosby situation there, but it was just coincidence.
I wonder if they took
Cosby
pictures,
out.
I wonder if they took his pictures off the wall at Temple.
They did. Well, they did all that shit, too.
Oh, yeah, they got money back, though.
Yeah, they
hell no, they didn't give them that money back.
Yeah, they removed a lot of shit up at Temple, art donated artworks, and, you know.
When you slip on that banana peel, my nigga, that's a long drop.
I wonder if Cos feels like, you know, fuck it, I'm just going straight back to the hood, hood style.
You can't.
Word.
The hood don't want him.
After all that shit he was talking.
The hood don't want him. He ain't been hood since the Cosby kids.
Can't be around my daughter.
Shout out to Fat Albert. That's what's good.
Hey.
All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rest in Paradise to Clarence Blowfly Reed, passed away at 76. Now, those of us in our age bracket, we know Blowfly because of Rap Dirty.
Yep.
Came out in 1980, along with other rap songs of that period. It sounded similar. I ain't saying that Blowfly was the man on a mic. He just put out a record that sounded like other rap records of the day.
Right.
But if you think that's all Blowfly was got down with, you would be wrong. Your boy Blowfly is Miami funk royalty. Yeah. People don't realize that. He recorded for TK Records, for, you know, if you want to know, that's the label that put out Dance to the Drummer's Beat. You know, one of the greatest records of all time, as far as I'm concerned, Herman Kelly in life. But anyway, back to Blowfly, he penned records for Gwen McCrae's Rockin' Chair. Wow. Now, you could be like, who's that? What's that? I'm going to tell you, it's Blase Blase's Danger beat. That's the break beat written by Blowfly.
Damn.
Betty Wright's Clean Up Woman.
Wow.
Wrote tracks for KC and the Sunshine Band, Sam and Dave, and Bobby Bird. That's all before he even did Blowfly. You know what I mean?
That was what, 83?
Well, he did Blowfly in 80.
Oh, damn.
And all his other stuff he did for KC and the Sunshine Band and Sam and Dave and Gwen McCrae and Betty Wright was just during the 70s. See, he was a legitimate funk dude. You know what I mean? He had legitimate funk chops and did funk and R&B. You know, he's Miami royalty as far as that's concerned, as far as music. So, you know, we want to give a, you know, rest of paradise to Blowfly, yo. Not just Rap Dirty, but check your break beats. You're going to find a lot of Blowfly in there.
There it is. Lesson.
That was good. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the DITC, Digging in the Crates crew, comes in with another release. This is the track number 2. Apparently, they all together. Got a nice studio in Brooklyn together. And the reason why I'm bringing up the DITC, and Kurt G, this is toward you. A lot of times we talked about the individual members. Diamond, Fat Joe, you know, AG. Who else am I thinking about in there?
OC.
OC. You know what I mean? Everybody, the late, great Big L. Obviously, he's not there, part of that. But to see a guy like Fat Joe come home to his legacy it's not astounding, but it actually feels good because Fat Joe was running from his legacy for so long.
What was he doing? Leaning back?
He definitely was leaning back.
He leaning back and making it rain, all the hit records with Wayne and them niggas. I mean, he didn't want to be an underground rapper. You know, he's Miami Mansion style, P. Diddy style. But now he has come back to his legacy. Kurgy, why would a guy like Fat Joe? We know why the other guys could come back and get back together. According to a lot of the group members, they all really didn't get along. It wasn't just Fat Joe.
Okay.
You know, they all kind of had, you know, and when you get, you know, half a dozen grown men, y'all may not get along like that. But the question is about Fat Joe. What do you think made him come back to his legacy?
I think Fat Joe just came back to me because if he ever left, at least they might have all been knowing, still like together as far as speaking, but not on a, like, we can do some music together. But I think they got back together as far as Fat Joe trying to just, I guess, bring it back and let niggas know that he's still down with the underground, I guess. He still has that, still has those chops, as you say.
Swerving, but he was running from the underground.
He was running from it, he was.
So what I'm thinking is, I'm trying to remember the year that Lean Back came out.
It was, I don't know, was it 2000?
It had to be like 2001, 2003.
Somewhere in there.
Long time.
It's been a minute.
So you're saying a lot of hit records hasn't been that hit record guy.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So that like, being the case, I mean, we know he got the chops, right?
Yeah.
Real hip hop. So you ain't got a hit in, let's see, what did you guys say? 15, 14 years?
Man, and thing about it, Fat Joe sounds great on these DITC records, yo. Yeah. He sounds great.
He still got it, my nigga.
Yeah, I mean, I find it interesting because we have so many old heads or guys with a prior legacy running from that legacy. Like, you'll never catch the corporate.
I don't think they're running from that legacy. I think they're running to the money.
There you go. There you go. They running towards the money, and they don't look back.
Yeah.
And they don't want to be associated with that. For some reason, underground backpack means you're broke. So
that's French Montana shit.
But I'm just saying, even before French said it, niggas was looking at that like, that's, you're a broke motherfucker. You in that underground shit. You don't, they don't want to be associated with a stigma to that shit. Being attached to the underground. So Fat Joe was going that way where the money was at. But as we said on the show on many occasions, why go out with these bullshit records trying to make hits when it ain't in your heart? When you know what, if you underground is in your heart, do that. I'd rather go out with a flop record doing some shit that I feel good about than trying to make a hit sounding like fucking Future.
Fat Joe and Future, Fat Joe and Young Thug, Fat Joe and Drake. I mean, he couldn't get them records off the ground. It costs a lot of money to get them niggas in the lab, yo. You know, and then you're taking a fool's bet because you don't know if it's going to work. And those niggas want their money up front.
They should.
50, 75 grand. You want me to get on this old nigga record? 75, nigga. And I'll go on that bitch and groan.
What you want me to say? Let me take another sip of this lean, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying it's good to see that. I mean, I just wish that. And the thing about it is that not only does Fat Joe sound good on the records are quintessential DITC records. It's not DITC over trap beats.
Nah.
At least not yet.
I hope not.
I mean, you know what I mean?
That wouldn't be digging in the crates then.
No, it wouldn't. And just to round that topic out, OC was getting interviewed, and he was saying that really we all came together because deep down we know that Big L would be pissed at us. He would be looking down and be like, y'all niggas is whack. Because you letting the legacy that we built this solid. You know what I mean? So
OC still got it too. God damn.
Oh man.
OC is wicked.
Look, let me tell you something.
OC is in my top 10.
I mean, came out with trophies a little bit ago, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Damn.
Of course. Look, it's not like anything else. It's not like these guys don't have skill. Now, they, according to today's standard bearers, they're not going to have hit records. They're not going to outsell any of these young niggas who are on the charts. I don't understand why they would, because they could put out an album, sell the meager amount of units they will, and still have a 10-city European tour to look forward to.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what right. I mean? So, I don't know. That's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Macklemore. Dun, 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 dun. The Thorn in Your Side. Macklemore made a 9-minute song about white privilege. So,
Part two.
Is he trying not to get paid on this next album?
No. Well, first of all, let's break it down piece by piece. You got to look at his motivation. Okay, Macklemore certainly himself has a boatload of white guilt himself. Okay, the reason why Macklemore himself has a boatload of white guilt because Macklemore is like, damn, I'm paid out the ass. Macklemore is a guy with a lot of introspection, saying, you know, there's a lot of guys, Big Daddy Kane's better than me. You know? And Rakim's better than me. You know? You know, EPMD and Redman, you know, they're better than me, but I'm more paid than them. And he's examining shit like that.
So do you really think that's guilt or acknowledgement?
B, that's guilt. I mean, because
he shouldn't have any guilt, though.
Right? He done.
Well, yeah, he didn't do none of this shit. There shouldn't be any white guilt.
B, let me tell the story again. Let me tell the story about Dave Brubeck. Okay, Dave Brubeck is on tour. Okay, and then it wasn't Lionel Hampton. It wasn't Count Basie. The guy from D.C., Duke Ellington.
Duke Ellington.
So he's on tour, and him and Duke Ellington are in the same hotel, okay? Duke Ellington comes downstairs and knocks on Brubeck's door and is like, yo, congratulations, you're on the cover of Time magazine. They called him like the King of Jazz or some shit.
Right.
Brubeck is like, oh, He's fucked up. Because he's like, wait a minute, Duke Ellington should be on that cover. Brubeck know he only on the cover because he white. Okay? Now, this is a similar Macklemore situation.
But that wasn't Brubeck's fault either.
No. Right.
It's your fault, Time Magazine. He shouldn't feel guilty about that.
Because Brubeck, like Macklemore, and Macklemore taking a lot of heat and a lot of fire when he's bringing in all the legends, Kumo D, Melly Mel, and them niggas. Young niggas is like, oh, fuck that motherfucker. Fuck that motherfucker. Macklemore himself is saying, oh, why are y'all saying fuck me? These guys are the greatest who ever did it. How come I'm getting barbecued?
I don't think he respects the art.
He respects the hell out of the art. And he might be feeling guilty, which he shouldn't. He might be feeling some guilt, but he shouldn't be feeling guilt because it ain't him.
He ain't Elvis.
You got to bring
Elvis never gave props to nobody of color.
Well, no, that's true. He's not Elvis, but I'm just saying, and if you listen to the song, so did everybody hear the song?
Sure did.
Okay, I listened to the song. I'm listening to the song, and I'm like, damn, yo. You know, this nigga is, he's putting it out there. What he's putting out there is that as a white guy, in white people's eyes, you want to easily go and buy Iggy. You want to easily go buy Riff Raff, Slim Jesus, Post Malone. Even Macklemore in his heart is like, the motherfuckers is Garbino, okay? But all of a sudden, they're hip, the face of rap. All of a sudden, they're the face, and people coming up to me, oh, you're the only rap I want my kids to listen to and all of that. I think it's guilt. Not that he has a reason to be guilty, but I think African-Americans are plausible.
Right.
Okay? We're plausible in this shit.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I think, I ain't trying to Kanye you in that like that, but I think Macklemore has more respect in his fucking pinky finger than 90% of these motherfuckers is in the commercial world.
You're right.
Macklemore motherfuckers should feel guilty.
Oh, but they not Macklemore. Because that's what I mean. African Americans are plausible because you got motherfuckers out there, and I'm not saying who it was. You know, I'm just saying Migos type. I'm not saying it's them. I'm just saying of that era. Fuck what Macklemore. Fuck that white guy. You know what I mean? He don't know what the fuck you talking about. But on the other hand, none of these young niggas, they don't give a fuck about the culture at large.
They
think that they're entitled to the money or the props that come along with just being black and saying you're a rapper.
Right.
Okay? Like I said before, I'll use the example again. I think that at the height of Iggy Azalea, when the other chick, what's her name, Nicki Minaj, was feeling all kinds of heat and pressure, she would have sung Fancy if it presented to her in a hot fucking minute.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I don't know. I think African-Americans are plausible, and this is the reason why I think that they're plausible. Because this is part two. Machine Gun Kelly commented on white privilege and said that Macklemore is the one who's making race an issue. Okay? Now, Machine Gun Kelly is the type of guy, all those white rappers are named, and a whole bunch more, Mac Miller, and everybody else you can think of, all they gotta do is make the music. That's all they gotta do. Matter of fact, all they do is make the music, and Action Bronson and a lot of these guys have better and longer careers than your average African-American rapper, because African-Americans are plausible. Oh, nigga, you broke. Oh, nigga, you ain't got no props. Oh, nigga, you ain't got P. Diddy in your video.
Let me throw something out there.
Where's the Jay-Z cosign?
Hold on a second.
All right.
So, we already know that Macklemore is a fucking hotbed of issues for whoever, wherever, however, right?
And Macklemore is just smarter than a lot of motherfuckers embarrassing motherfuckers.
Wait a minute. Let me throw out your boy who sounds like Nas. And I'm sorry because I've been doing this.
Old Droog.
What has he said? It was anywhere near like what Macklemore said.
Man, Droog don't have to do that shit.
Why doesn't he have to?
Because all Droog got to do is make the music.
Okay, so he can just basically live off the music and the money, but Macklemore saying something is guilty?
No, I'm saying that Macklemore is presenting, I believe, And I believe that African Americans, number one, look fucked up. Because Macklemore is addressing this. White folks who only support white artists and white going to show up at a Post Malone concert via Fetty Wap. Man, it's all the same to me. I get it. But Macklemore is saying, damn, they're only fucking with him because he's white. That's what Macklemore is saying. Am I wrong on that, G?
No, you're not wrong on it. And I repeat, this nigga's not trying to get paid on his next album. He's trying to go double wood on his next album.
He's doing what he loves.
He's fucking with the legends, and now he's talking about white guilt. White people ain't going to buy his shit the next time around.
Let me ask you a question, then. Is hip-hop, and I mean of all colors, more concerned with color or creativity? Or does that line come down to me? I think you could draw a direct line on people who love the culture, okay, is not going to have a problem with Static Selector. Not going to have a problem with Action Bronson. Okay, if you really love the culture, because they usually make heat.
Right.
Okay.
And that's what it comes down to.
But color becomes an issue once you get paid. Because you got a motherfucker like French Montana who garbage. You know what I mean? Talking about all the underground rappers I know is broke. And he's usually pointing to African Americans.
But that's our culture. That's what we do.
See, bang.
We love the shine. We love to have the biggest jewelry on, the nicest watch, the best shoes, the best gear. Whatever it is, we want to have the best of it and make sure you know we got the best and make sure you know how much money we spent on that shit. And show it off in videos and show it off anywhere. Instagram, don't give a fuck. We want you to know we got it and how we got it. And that's our culture. It's a fucked up part of our culture, but that is it.
I don't think
black people to show me state. Come on.
Hey, I don't think you know what it is. I look at this and I believe that bevy, not completely, but I think a bevy of African Americans, especially paid African Americans, want to keep race on the burner and think is it better to ride with Macklemore or you gonna ride with the brothers, or is it better to ride with Nicki Minaj or you riding with Iggy? Because if you keep race in the forefront, it's hiding the skill deficiency. You don't never want nobody to see that your black ass really can rhyme. And that your producer beats is some computer bullshit. You don't want motherfuckers to see that. That's why you keep them looking at jewels.
Or is it black people, B? You tell me.
Well, that's why I said African Americans are plausible.
I just want to make sure, because I'm not dick riding Macklemore, but I respect Macklemore.
And that's enough. And what you just said, respect Macklemore, is enough to have paid niggas look at you. Oh, you old Uncle Tom ass.
They can look at me all they want to, and I'll be like, this is how I talk back to them.
Motherfucker. I know you understood me, nigga. should I put some auto tune on that shit? What you saying?
Oh shit! You gonna hit him with Amigos hook?
Fucking future hook.
You gonna hit him with a future hook? A Young Thug hook?
No way.
Okay.
Fucking crazy, yo.
That's what's up. So anyway, the internets came at Machine Gun Kelly, and they was like, Machine Gun Kelly wants to be down with black culture, but not the social issues. And that's part two, okay? Macklemore is addressing social issues, police brutality. Again, you got the same African-Americans who gonna make a song about Ferguson, and then what do we say on their very next record?
Talk about killing niggas.
So you got Macklemore again. You got, again, Macklemore besting those niggas, including Machine Gun Kelly, who said, man, nigga, I'm just trying to do music and just get on my tour and get on my grind. I want, you know what I'm saying? Why are we always talking about race?
Don't put a race into it, because I got a white face. I don't want you to put me out here. That's a lot of black people in the audience when I go on these shows.
Well,
I don't want them looking at me all fucked up. Come on, Mac. You fucking shit up, Macklemore. Come on.
Well, now see again. African Americans, should we, from a commercial perspective, because some of these guys are underground, you know, but some of these guys are commercial, as far as the Caucasian rappers, how would should we, skills or no skills, if you're going to participate in that, should you be conscious? Should you be at least Macklemore light? You know, giving a shout out to Eric Garner or anybody else who was killed by at the hands of the police.
If you eating off the culture, hell yeah.
Okay.
I don't agree with that.
I don't.
Oh, well, why don't you agree with that?
I don't agree with making somebody do something that's not in their heart. I'm a person that says if you're going to do it because you believe in it. Don't just do it because everybody else
that's
is doing
true.
It.
That's okay. true.
Because it sounds fucked up and contrived. I don't like that shit. Don't come off fake. Do it because you really want to do it. Right.
That's real.
No written, no Chris Brown statements.
But so
real talk.
But then looks like what's happening to Iggy Azalea. I don't know if it's actually going to happen. Is she going to fall off the face of the earth because people are looking at her the way she dissed Q-Tip? Ah, fuck your culture. You know, I'm doing the rap that people want to hear type statements. Okay. Right now, her label don't even want to put her shit out because they scared. Because it won't sell.
She's going triple brick.
So, she's building a house.
Problem.
Damn.
Exactly.
It's a good thing she got that rich nigga, you know what I mean? Swaggy.
Shit.
Swaggy still hanging around?
Yeah, for the moment anyway. So, I don't know, man. I just find that Macklemore, I think that he is embarrassing a lot of paid African Americans, okay? And they and to a certain extent, they want to kick up the dust of racism to hide a lot of shit. That's just my personal opinion. I could be wrong on that shit.
I'm agreeing with you.
And I'm not even saying that Macklemore's on some Martin Luther King. That's not what I'm going with that. But I just seen more African-Americans on his ass. You know, I mean, on his ass for bringing out Kumo D and them. More African-Americans on his ass with a 9-minute song about white privilege. More African Americans than white folk.
And you gotta wonder why.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm looking at.
He making them look bad.
He's the greatest rapper.
Macklemore.
Well, y'all be fucked up if he had that hook on his new album.
I wouldn't if he had the pointer. If he had such a sledge on there, I wouldn't be mad.
That's real. That's what's good. All right. All right.
I'm
next time.
Dramatic and shit.
All right. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Here we go. Hollywood. This is a three-pack topic joint straight out of Compton along with Will Smith snubbed for the 2016 Oscars. I seen some back and forth on our Twitter feed about that shit. And again, I'm going to say it once. I'm sure I said it on the last show. Did you absolutely think that Oscar, no matter how much money Straight out of Compton made, and no matter how wonderful Will looked playing a doctor, that they really give a fuck about that shit? Swerving, you are the sort of part-time actor.
So, you want me to go in right now?
I want you, well, let me read the second part of that.
Okay.
The second part is, remember Will Smith, maybe four shows ago, racism is rare. Don't forget about that. Also, you want to keep in mind before you go in that I believe Will and Jada allowing their son to wear dresses and doing everything they got to do to make Hollywood enamored with them. Okay, you got to remember that's on Front Street. Along with Jada Pinkett Smith and Spike Lee. Boycotting the Oscars.
Be careful.
Okay.
Boycotting nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can update us. That's just how I'm just reading the joints. Okay.
Yeah, you're reading the media shit.
I'm just reading it right. It's just a media copy. Okay. Right. And let's go into the third part. I'm going to let you go all the way in, my nigga.
Right.
Quincy Jones threatens to abandon. Okay. It was Quincy Jones, Common, and Pharrell. We're supposed to be presenters. Quincy Jones saying fuck all that and unless certain conditions are met. I don't know how that went down. I haven't heard from Common and Pharrell. They keeping their mouths shut. Who knows? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure.
And mine.
E Color.
I've been waiting for this, my nigga.
First of all, let me just say, for any black motherfucker that's out here talking shit about the Oscars, shut the fuck up. When we got movies like Madea, and any other fucking hood ass movie going up there. You think them shits is supposed to get mentioned in the Oscars? Yes, Idris did a great job in his movie. But guess what? It's another fucking slave revolt style type movie. Africa, whatever. Motherfuckers doing that type shit. Will Smith with that bullshit African accent. You think he was going to get a fucking Oscar for that shit?
You might look back
at that other movie where he The Pursuit of Happiness. Maybe.
I do it big. Okay?
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you,
then
Ingrid.
You talking about motherfucking Stacey Dash.
Okay. Right? So, all right. Okay. Right. Stacey Dash.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Because Stacey Dash, no matter, see what it is people be clicking on shit online. Click, 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 the fuck, click. And not fucking exploring shit. Oh, I'm going to forward this. Oh, I'm going to retweet this. Motherfucker, do some fucking research. There are more than 3 goddamn Oscar awards. There's bigger than Picture of the Year, Best Actor, Best Actress. There's a whole fucking litany of Oscars that get given out, right? And just like the Grammys, they don't give all that shit on TV. Some of that shit be given on the low. Matter of fact, Spike Lee got an Oscar. Interesting, huh?
I didn't know that.
Spike Lee was not boycotting. Spike Lee just said, fuck it, I ain't going. Is that boycotting or is that just saying I ain't going?
According to the copy, it's boycotting, but...
It's not boycotting. He said he's not going. I saw him with my own eyes. I watched him say it. He's I'm not boycotting nothing. I'm not going.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, okay, after all we've discussed with them the past couple of shows as far as their son and dressing up in dresses and living the complete Hollywood life, and now to me it sounds like they want to come out on Martin Luther King on some shit.
Okay, I'm getting there. Let me speed it up to get to them.
Okay, my bus, I'm sorry, go in.
Shut the fuck up, Jada. You live in Malibu, motherfucker. How many motherfuckers live in Malibu? Right?
Malibu.
For real? Malibu. Okay? So shut the fuck up. You cannot sit there and tell motherfuckers is living in fucking La Cienega or wherever the fuck they're living in LA to not take a role or to not go to the Oscars or whatever the fuck, because they don't have the money that you got.
Damn.
They don't live in motherfucking Malibu. They don't have a husband who owns. See, let's not forget that just like Tyler Scary, Will Smith has a fucking movie studio.
Yeah, Overbrook. Right? He can get it done himself.
So he can make whatever the fuck movie he wants. But he ain't. So shut the fuck up. And man, the Oscars.
Shut the fuck up.
First of all, B, you know how many movies are made in a year? Like, for real.
How many movies are made in a year? I don't know. I'd say a couple of thousand.
Got you. Okay, so let's just say a couple of thousand, right?
Right.
So then they put up, supposed to be 10, even though they only did 8 this year, supposedly 10 out of a couple of thousand fucking movies. So should every fucking body be mad and boycott the fucking Oscars? This shit's for the best of the fucking best, right? And I'm not dick riding the Oscars. I don't give a fuck about the Oscars, personally. I don't give a fuck about none of them award shows. But the point is, you got wealthy ass Jada Pinkett sitting there with the mood lights and shit, talking about, you know, we should, you know, do this, that. Fuck out of here, yo.
Well,
you got BET, and look at BET.
Oh, well.
BET ain't even black.
That's true. Viacom. That's real.
Okay? So that goes over to all them people dissing Stacey Dash and whatever black person you got on BET's Twitter talking about, can we get our money back or nah? Nigga, are you giving your check back to that white man? I don't think so.
I'm going to do this piece by piece. I think that Will and Jada look foolish, for one, because on
they
the one hand...
They got another issue they need to worry about.
That's what I'm saying. I think they look foolish, you know what I mean? Because on the one hand, they're living they're doing everything they got to do. They doing Yassa Boss. They doing a lot of that shit. You know, remember I sent y'all the definition of Yassa Boss.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They doing a lot of Yassa Bossing with their kids. But then, of course, they want to stand up and then want to get all Martin Luther King on some shit. I think they look a little foolish. When you're right, they getting paid out the ass. You know what I mean?
They in a movie.
Right. I mean, it's crazy. You know, as far as everybody else, Spike Lee and or Quincy Jones, I mean, I don't know. This is just me. I don't know. Is that something worth fighting for as far as on the African-American front? when you write. Will and Jada got enough money they could green light their own joints.
You know what's worth fighting for?
What's that?
Making better fucking black movies.
That's what I mean, right?
Now, first of all, you know I ain't never seen a Madea movie in my life.
Right, no doubt.
But just like I'm going to say to you that Young Thug got a lane somewhere, Tyler Perry has a lane somewhere.
Obviously.
But that's one fucking lane. Shut the fuck up. There's make a new lane. You got a, your husband owns a movie studio. Movie studio. That means you have land, plots, and all kind of shit, resources where you can make whatever the fuck movie you want.
Oh, gee,
it ain't got to be a slave movie or a fucking movie about black people from the fucking 1950s.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's a boss. Yo, Kurt G, I got to ask you, is there something that we're missing in this whole Hollywood drama amongst well-paid people? I mean, you can say what you want, you know, even except, well, Ice Cube's son is probably got money through his dad. I don't know about a lot of the other actors in that movie. But is there something we're missing as far as the equation here? Something that we're not putting together?
I don't know if there's anything we're missing. I just see a lot. When I'm looking at this whole statement, I just see hypocrite. It just screams hypocrite.
There you go.
That's all I see. When you're making money and everything is good, and Hollywood loves you, and they got you up there presenting awards and doing all this shit, you love them. You down 1,000%. As soon as something doesn't go your way, and your husband with that fake ass African accent doesn't make it,
terrible.
You want to get pissed off? I mean, I know Will, he boycotted the Grammys back in the day.
Oh, but shit, hell, all hip hop.
I'm just saying. Will was part of that.
Right.
That was pressure, though.
But yeah, that was.
Well, he had the entire culture at that point.
So the culture has changed a lot, hasn't
it? No doubt.
And now, to his wife saying something, I don't know if Will started that or his wife was just spouting off at the mouth.
It's probably her.
But then you had old girl from the Fresh Prince just come out and blow him the fuck up.
Oh yeah,
she was real.
But she was 100.
People clowning her, but she was real.
But she was one, and you know what? I believe every fucking word she said too, because she seemed like she was telling the straight truth.
Exactly. Yeah. No filter.
Like Will was like, man, fuck y'all niggas. I'm trying to make my own money.
Yeah,
y'all deal own contracts.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah, that's real talk. Yeah. Wow. That's unbelievable, yo. I mean,
that whole shit to me, we lucky we didn't record last week because I probably would have been much worse.
Much worse than this?
Much worse.
There's a lot of STFUing going on in this motherfucker.
Yeah, right?
And I'm still saying that because you're fucking rich. You don't need a job.
You're rich, bitch.
Shut the fuck up telling people to boycott some shit that don't mean shit.
Damn.
The fucking trophy at a fucking award ceremony. This motherfucker's getting killed on the street regular. Did she say anything about Black Lives Matter?
Ooh.
Did she say anything about the cops killing people? Ooh. Did she say anything about that fucking water in Detroit or Flint? Ooh. Any of that shit?
Ooh.
I ain't hear about no motherfucking trophy.
But they moved to Riverside.
There you go. Yo, homes to Bel Air. Fuck that, dude.
Yo.
My nigga's on that good juice tonight.
Yeah.
Oh.
That real juice. I don't give a fuck if I never get a fucking award. I don't care.
Okay, so let me ask one more thing to see if we can get out of the topic on a positive note. Yo, is there anywhere that we can find common ground on Will and Jada and sort of support them and bring them in? You know what I'm saying? Or are we just dealing with just straight up class warfare, African American style?
Nope.
Well, from my point of view, it's never a way not to bring somebody in. I mean, if a nigga do some shit that, especially on this show, nigga do some shit, we're going to throw him under the bus. Next week, we might be praising Will and Jada for some shit that they did, some entrepreneurial shit that they did to bring some black people up.
I mean,
doubt it.
Right. You doubt that shit, but I'm just saying, we might be like, yo, they just did this shit, built up a whole community center and all this shit. We'd be like, okay, they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, they could be like, right. Yeah, that's real. That's true. So the door is always open to come in.
The
door is
always open. Niggas just choose not to walk through it.
So,
well, you want me to say something positive?
Well,
I'm gonna say something positive. This is my only fucking thing I'm gonna say positive about it. When them fucking TMZ niggas was following Jada She was acting like an asshole, first of all. Kanye-ish and shit. But she did not return fire to Aunt Viv. I respected that.
Oh, okay. That's real.
To original that Aunt Viv.
She was like, you not... Jay, it seemed to me that Jada was like, nah, you're not going to have me fucking with this black-on-black crime shit.
Oh, that's real.
I respect that.
Okay. I respect that.
I respect that. Come.
All right, that's, my man.
I'm going to leave it at that.
E-Color coming in with the positive at the end of the topic. My man. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is former Roots bassist Leonard Hubbard is suing Questlove,
wow,
Black Thought,
wow,
and the group's management.
Wow.
That Leonard,
was out of left field, my
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, it was. Okay. Me. Yeah, we gonna go in now. Yeah. Leonard Hub, formerly of the Roots, bassist from 1992 until he left in 2007, was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. I didn't know that. Okay. Which is blood cancer for the most part. And he alleges that according to contract, he was supposed to continue to get paid both as a co-owner and as one of the founding members of the original Roots crew. Okay? He alleges that he got a letter saying that his health care plan would no longer be honored and he will not be getting revenue, which apparently he had been doing since 2007 as such co-owner and original person from the Roots, again, suing Questlove, Black Thought, and the group's management. What kind of ill position is this, my nigga?
Sounds like restructuring to me.
Oh, boy.
Some new lawyers came on the set and was like, we need to restructure these contracts. Why are we paying somebody that's not even a part of the group? What's going on here?
Mm.
That's what it sounds like. And in that case, loyalty should have won out. Be like, that's our man.
Well, here we
fuck
go.
Fuck what you talking about. That is our man. We're going to take care of Hub.
Here we go. It's family.
That's what it should be.
Here we go.
That
it's
is our
family.
Man. He was here from day one. We taking care of family first.
Mm.
Fuck what the lawyer talking about. We need to restructure these contracts.
Mm.
We're going to take care of him.
B.
Especially not like the niggas out here wilding out, doing some wild shit. He needs that fucking care right now. And you gonna put him out there and leave him flying in the wind? That's fucking crazy.
Right now, I don't know. We haven't heard from Questlove and them, but it's not a good look. Roots, one of my all-time favorite groups of all time. I don't understand. They're touring regularly. You know they're getting fat wallets from being on the Tonight Show, Kimmel and shit, or whatever they on. I'm just saying.
Fallon.
Fallon, swerving, help me out here, Stein. I mean, how could this be?
I'm hoping this is just early reaction shit, and it's really me having to apologize next week to these niggas, but that's some fucked up shit.
Yo, B, all I'm saying, y'all try to fuck me over, come to see you.
I'm going to tell you right here to your face, my nigga, it won't be me.
I'm just saying, yo. Nah, I mean, real talk, yo. I know people, and you know, sometimes as friends and as family, you have fallen out.
Of course,
you know what I mean, and I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Especially around money.
Money's a motherfucker, ain't it?
And sometimes, you like Kerji said, sometimes I guess if you got a family member who wilding out, you got to walk away. I understand that. Okay, I don't believe that this is the case. I mean, goddamn, multiple myeloma? I mean, what the fuck? I mean, he's got a lawyer. If he produces that letter, I mean, Questlove and them niggas got an answer for this. Now, maybe Questlove and them, they side of the story was like, yo, this nigga blew several million dollars on some bullshit, and we just can't afford it.
And they need to restructure them contracts accordingly.
Exactly. He can restructure, but in a time like this, that's your man's?
Yeah.
Supposedly?
Yeah, I don't understand.
You can't
that.
Take care of him?
There's three sides to every story.
There is. You know it. There always is.
So we're going to stay tuned for that. I don't know what is going to really happen with that. I was shocked when I seen that, you know. I seen Leonard Hubbs, so I'm thinking he got a new project jumping. I'm reading that shit. My mouth is like, what? So, you know, no doubt. Yo,
that's crazy.
Shout out to Hub, man. Get well. Next up, I'm going to Hip Hop Digest, and this is just sort of to round it out on some bullshit. Martin Shkreli, the CEO of the pharmacy tech shit who tried to fucking fuck niggas over, raising the price of the drug 750%. You know what I mean? Just fucking ridiculous. God gonna see him because he damn sure don't like that type of ugly. But anyway, he goes in back and forth with Ghostface, called Ghostface's son. I had to try to get to the bottom of how these two niggas got beef. Skrelly is also the guy who bought the $2 million Wu-Tang album. Maybe he's pissed because when he got it home and played it, that shit was garbage. I don't know.
Buyer's remorse.
You know what I mean? But apparently this shit started way back when Action Bronson blew up on ESPN. Now, Skrilly and Bronson are just both of Albanian descent. That's their only connection. But I guess he feel like, you know what, I'm a rich big shot. I'm going to come in and, you know, take up for my man. Okay. Wealthy. Ghostface, for his part, is just basically clowning this fool. You know what I mean? Like, just fucking clowning him, not really worrying about him. Skrelly is on fucking YouTube and shit with goons and all kinds of crazy shit. I'm just asking a hypothetical. Kurt G, and this is directed strictly at you. Will you see Papa Wu or RZA or Meth or Ghost or any of these affiliate niggas with some hired goons in Skrelly's vicinity anytime? What? Don't tell me that shit, son. Swerving any hired goons from any Wu affiliate at somewhere and sometime in Martin Skrelly's vicinity.
Let me just explain it to you like this. Skrelly got mad money.
He do.
And when I first saw that shit, I was like, this nigga acting like 50 Cent.
Right.
Dumb. You on fucking social media threatening somebody, first of all. Now, yes, you got money and you can buy all those different language niggas, as we call it, lawyers. But, I mean, he is pretty much protected from street shit. He might not be able to get away from the courts. You know, the courts might fuck him up on some shit.
Yeah, the federal.
And ain't no street niggas getting around him unless he just totally fucking slips. Totally. Because he's got wealth, B. He goes in the club, there's 17 motherfuckers standing around him.
Really?
17.
Yo, son, gee, you trying to tell me deep down in your heart, you know why. Let's be 100 here. You know why there's going to be no goons around Skrelly. Because if something happens to Skrelly, somebody's really going to go to jail.
No, he's an idiot.
Oh,
Skrelly's an idiot.
No, he is. That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that even though he's a disgusting human being for what he was trying to do to real sick people and the raising prices of that drug, and we hope the feds take care of that, but if something happens to him, the federal government or the state and local government are going to go back and they're going to scour YouTube and they're going to see the Ghostface threaten him.
I didn't see Ghostface threaten anybody.
No, he didn't. Ghostface was just clowning.
Right.
Ghostface was keeping it real light.
From the boy.
Well, yeah, right, correct.
So if something happens to Skrelly or whatever his name is, what's that dude in the Bible named Titus or something? I just see him washing their hands. Nigga gone. So
it would be the opposite. If something happens to Ghost, they're going to see Skrelly.
Oh yeah, they're coming straight to his ass.
But Skrelly got enough lawyers to be like, nigga, I was in Cancun, nigga.
He'll
be tied up monetarily and legally for a long time.
When them hitters came and hit him, I don't know what would happen with that shit. I didn't hire no hitman.
We do know that he ain't got to do nothing because money will make the most regular person do some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
But it's just dumb to me, and it doesn't make sense let's just say a regular motherfucker who ain't off that social media dick ride social media shit, just somebody looking at that shit regular, like, this nigga got three motherfuckers hiding in masks behind him while you're talking shit. How smart are you?
Yeah. He had some goons and shit.
Well, supposedly, because even they can get caught out there.
That's what's up. So anyway,
I hope that shit disappears. I hope that this fucking story disappears.
Oh, that's going to disappear because again, everybody who goes to them niggas is just laughing at his expense. He's not serious anyway. So anyway, Kurt G, here we go. Albums of the week.
I'm good.
Okay.
No bus.
No snowplow, my nigga.
No plow. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
New England Patriots clearing a path.
Got kicked that motherfucking ball. All right, this week we got J-Live, How Much Is Water?
Oh.
And we got Savage Brothers, Freedom or Death. And the instrumental joint is Clem Beats, The Dream EP.
All right. That's what's good. Swerving.
Can I get a care package, sir?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hook you up with a care package, brother.
Swerving, what you got for me, son?
Man, nothing? I'm clicking buttons right now to get on Instagram because somebody had just said something. I want to say it online, what he has said or she has said. I don't know. Orlando7L was talking about we need to put some new shows on. Son, where you been? You know what I'm saying? Where you been? I don't know what format you listening, but we out here.
We hot out in these streets, nigga. We the hottest thing in the streets, nigga.
Yeah, we out here.
So. Get ready for Oh, my bad. Long show.
All right, that's what's good. So I guess we'll do this again next week.
We're going to do it, and we might have a guest next week. I'm not going to say who right now, but it won't be Kumo D.
Oh, really. All right.
But we're going to have a guest next week, possibly.
That's what's up. Don't forget to move to Riverside.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Ah, damn.
You know what? Kirk G done fucked up.
Give me a second.
Okay, we got some extended play.
Oh, the bus is warming up.
No. This is some leftover shit.
Oh.
Leftover shit. I gotta pull up my little note here that I had put down here because I did listen to that Tyler the Creator joint.
Oh, okay. Shit.
And I was supposed to have done this shit a couple weeks ago.
This is Kurt G and Tyler the Creator recap. Go in, cherry bomb. Boy, I don't know why everybody was tripping off my list, though.
I listened to the album.
Okay.
And I'm going to be dead ass honest. I thought the shit was whack.
Okay. Whoa. That's real.
There you go.
I didn't like it.
That's real.
I didn't like it, but there was three tracks on it I did like. I like track 5, Find Your Wings.
All right.
Like the track. Track 8, the two-seater joint, and track 11, Smuckers, and really for track number 4, Run, is the only track that I thought that where he was spitting and the track was good together. But other than that, I thought, there's some bullshit. I'm just being dead ass honest.
That's what's up.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you recall, if you rewind back to the show where I said, it was more about the music
right.
than about his ass.
Right. Of course. No doubt.
Make that clear.
Yeah, no doubt. I think all of us put a disclaimer. Like, we wasn't bigging this nigga up.
You put him on your goddamn top 10, nigga. Don't try to front now.
Look, and I stand by it.
You going to stand by it. Okay.
I stand by it.
And I respect that, nigga.
No doubt. Stand by
your shit.
Yeah,
so we got a top 10, we got a good music, and then we got a whack. So.
Yeah, I just wasn't fucking with it.
That's what's good. All right, I guess it's next week then, right?
Yes, sir.
Right, peace.
Peace.
All right, son, safe trip, B.
No doubt.
All right.
Oh, by the way, special shout out to my daughter, Taylor Marie TMG Hart. Got that goddamn acceptance to University of Maryland Honors School and shit.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yes, golf clap, dad. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hard work.
Congratulations, baby girl.
All right.
And you can say that we late, but we got up and got us whatever is on our plate. For that alone, get out my face. You talking hogwash, I eat a hog's face. See, you done went and got that needed jaw face. Repeatedly dreaming that you will be like a scar face. How does that cigar taste? Paying in your mouth change. But you always got a boss chain. Shit, it's like some shit I heard your mom say.
What's that?
Broke rappers talk it all day.
Oh, I hear that.
And still walking through the mall plain.
That's real rap.
Instead of walking through the mall paid. Now they spending what you ain't getting, better you go and get it. Or by the time that you got it, then forget it. By the time I'm done breaking these suckers down, bet it. I will need a Gatorade just to help me replenish. Let's go.
They can't help themselves from talking till they falling down.
Talk too much,
let's go. I bet they'll just keep on talking.
So the secret is to get it.
it how you living. Nah. Just keep a peace and turn the cheek when they be dissing. Nah. To climb the ladder with them asses you be kissing. To cop a Jesus piece before you hit them writtens. Yeah, homie, listen, you can't cook unless you got a kitchen. You got the cart before the horse and now the gears are shifting. A dope ride on 25s to make your peers jealous. But then you can't afford the gas, so you gotta sell it. Smash your women, no commitment, just to tell the fellas. Bragging about your mozzarella, chicken heads get overzealous. Now they Cinderellas, clean them up and shine them out. Take the hit and dine them out, till they start finding out. You ain't bought a damn thing, they decide to ride it out. Till they see the final route, now you back at square one. Sleeping at your mama house, what you all about? Hanging in the mall, pants sag, price tags. Looking rich, living poor like.
They can't help themselves from talking, talking till they falling down.
Talk too much,
let's go. I bet they'll just keep on talking, talking, turn the volume down.
Frontin' like you're blowing stacks, but we all know your money ain't long like that.
These niggas be
wearing all your homies' clothes, cause you ain't got the money for the laundromat.
These niggas be
acting like you roll with stars, but you're really taking pictures in the next man's car. Drinking niggas liquor up at the bar. Lying to these bitches about who you are.
These niggas be.
With the flow like this, my older brother told me, Barney, you gotta hold this. My younger cousin told me that he's on the road pissed. I'm hoping he doesn't get involved with none of them pigs, boy. Let me start with the flow like that. These brothers talk about guns and how they're holding them straps. Speaking something that's fact, keep the truth in my raps. Keep the blues in this track, sex softness with my raps, boy. Different kettle of fish, I'm peddling pit of lyrical format. Full in bars that you know exist. Spar with an open fist, smacking bars with the open ring. Also bars so you're opening, so harsh you don't wanna swing with me. Lines got me lyrically in spaces like infinity beyond. So I suppose I now forget where I'm from. Most of these brothers can't see when they're wrong, but it's harder to see when they're born. My brother, that's the world. My brother, my brother, that's the world. I'm back now, Barney never backs down. Flow is incredible, check the way that I just write vows I count down. Check the way I add it together, colder than ever. My goals are better, the more endeavor I gotta get up. No, you brothers are fed up with all these brothers and get up. Supposed to rafter that cheese, I'm guessing they want that better. Well, Barney's on that chemical, Barney's up on that decimal. Putting out all terrestrial, spitting bars that are terrible. Waiting, stuck the debating, my bars are coming so large. You brothers are waving, you can't see me, you brothers are waving. Flowing just like a boat. Grab a seat, it's raining. Set a speed, I'm training. So you know I've reined in. Any matter of fact, you know I'm into training. Most of these brothers can't see when they're wrong, but it's harder to see when in puns. My brother, that's the verb.
My brother, my brother, that's the verb.
Vegas City this morning. Like, whoever thought I'd make it out here? In fact, whoever thought I'd be back? All from just putting my thoughts over a track. Every visit is the chance of a lifetime. No hits, but still I touch all the bases. Grind hard like a designated runner. Still bad with names, but I don't forget faces. From the port to the street to the shops, to the stage, to the staff, to the crowd. Take a picture, it'll last longer. But a thousand word song pixelates much stronger. Whoever said love don't pay the bills must have never made art for a living. I'm living as a kidnapped hostage on the land of a wiped out tribe. But even still, every day is Thanksgiving. Warm currents.
But I never win it. Tinted windows on the Benz used to be my goal. Now it's ends for my kids so I can see them grow. Lanes faking for their friends like they getting dope. Chain faking, they rims came from Written Road. Do the best at what you do, a lesson from my mother. Be you, fuck the crew, a lesson from my brother. So watch your step, 1 foot in the grave. Because it's freedom or it's death, the debt that all men pay. Reach for the stars and dream for a better living. Blood, sweat, and tears, our story was never written. Without a dollar to our name, hope we get a million. If freedom was the lotto, death is how you win it. Reach for the stars and dream for a better living.
blood, sweat, and tears. Our story was never written. Without a dollar to our name, hope we get a million. If freedom was the lotto, death is how you win it.
I stand parallel to the next man, cause I read between the lines in the text, man. They conjured the best plan, break down the land. Concrete takes over the sand, so I keep my eyes peeled. Preach through rhyme skill, divine mind, see the lies concealed. The same ones who supply the krills, move over minefields and raise the tax at will. Another casket to build, another casket is filled. Sorrow, war, killer be killed, headed for the hills. May my words give you chills. From your head to the back of your heels, split your head like I'm cracking a film. Your whole crew full of birds like the Hitchcock film. So I'm an ecstasy pill, street life. A whisper gets you killed. Money talks, watch where you walk up in the field.
Reach for the stars and dream for a better living. Blood, sweat, and tears, our story was never written. Without a dollar to our name, hope we get a million. If freedom was the lotto, death is how you win it. Reach for the stars and dream for a better living. Blood, sweat, and tears, our story was never written. Without a dollar to our name, hope we get a million. If freedom was the lotto, death is how you win it.
Yeah. Savage Brothers. Freedom or death, baby. Freedom or death.
Trying to find a job, don't moving in. Cause the bums and the slums, you just can't win.
In the ghetto.
Walk, run, drive, but you sure can't hide.
Yes, I do.
Hey, yes, I do.
I need a break.
From the ghetto. Yo, man, I just got the ghetto.
Just the ghetto.
I just gotta get out of here.
Talking about
the ghetto. Ghetto life.
Oh,
ghetto life.
Just gotta get out of here. The ghetto.
The ghetto.
The ghetto.
The ghetto.
The ghetto.
Cause the bums and the slums, you just can't win.